Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you that we're glad. Lord, thank you for coming today. Lord, there's sorrow in this place. Lord, there's wounded lives and wounded hearts. Lord, thank you, God, that we know Lord, relationship. And Peter taking so many victories, but yet when he got himself entangled again with the Pharisees, what was he doing? He was becoming like them. In a moment, he was starting to get legal and encourage other ones to not embrace the grace of God. And what is emphasized here in all of these lives, these are men that love the Lord. These are men that love the Lord. But all of these brethren, just like us, had strength and power only when they yielded to the Word of God. You'll only have strength and power in your life when you yield to the Word of God. There's one thing that God blesses, and that's His Word. The Lord, thank you, Jesus. And when they were yoked with unbelievers, every single one of them, because the Word of God is true, they sunk to the level of those that were around them. We get in our grand idea somehow that we're going to be different. Somehow my life's going to be different than what God tells me it's going to be if I follow after that path. And I'll tell you what, that's just the devil fooling you. The Word of God is true. And He tells us, don't yoke yourselves together with unbelievers. Brothers and sisters, I mean, really get the visual. It's like, what kind of relationship would I have with a corpse? It would be just it would be awful. That's something you don't even want to think about. But that is the truth of the matter. I have as much relationship with a corpse, a dead body, as a believer has with an unbeliever. People do not like to hear that, but that's what we're talking about, is life and death. There's only one life, and Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no life but by me. Children aren't agreeing with you. And you know this. How much more so to our Heavenly Father, who has no distractions, and His whole intent and purpose is in His Son. Praise God. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, this is what it is. We have to understand we're His sons. We are His sons. That we are righteous, that we are light, because we are of Christ. It says right here that we are His temple. Praise God. What we are in Christ is incredible. It is amazing, praise God. Because, hallelujah, we have the life of His Son in us. And God protects that fellowship. Yes, He does. God reverences that fellowship. And brothers and sisters, it's a privilege and an honor. And it's a privilege and an honor to the Father. And it's a privilege and honor to His Son. And I mean that. And God has shown that with our children as well, too. Isn't it a privilege and an honor to be a parent and have fellowship with your child? And then as a child, when I can speak, praise God, I have my mom still here. My dad's just waiting in heaven for me. But I thank the Lord that it's a privilege and honor to have fellowship with my parents. See, it works both ways. That's what parents and good parents want. If they want that child to grow up, they want that fellowship. They want that agreement. They want to see that life not only become the life that they know of, but even Lord and things of that nature, but by the grace of God, that phone actually is a wonderful thing. I'm not here to rebuke it. I'm here to thank God for it. And if I can be a blessing to you, by the grace of God, I want to be a blessing to you. Amen? This body's already tired all the time anyway. See, the opposite's true, though, too. See, when we, and our brothers and sisters in the Lord that showed us here, when we play with the fire of the world, when we think that we have another way that we should go, when we compromise what God has given us so freely, we live a life of regret and defeat. We can all testify of that at certain times in our life. We know that. Because you know what? Not adore him. I was reading about a David and a Jonathan. I've had a friend like that, and God's given me more, but I always think of my friend from the youth, Sean. And back then, he asked you always to lift him up in prayer. That's the man that knows the depths of the gospel of Christ, and I love him so much. And it was so sweet how God again drew us together, and how even this Christian young man wanted to go a different way, but God sent him at an appropriate time and gave him a heart to encourage me. Brother, that's not the way we walk. And yet, it was so amazing. I knew far more truth than he did when we met each other. But he lived far more truth than I did. Yes, he did. And praise the Lord, it was in love. It wasn't just, well, you can't do and can't do. It was, come on, man, this isn't who we are. I was like, wow, I gotta go get me another friend. My family teaches me I only had one friend. I was lying. God only gave me one. He gave me one very special one. One that encouraged me in the Lord. And thanks be to God that, again, as we yield to God, then we can encourage one too. Think about Ruth and Naomi. I love that relationship. And so sweet there. Paul and Barnabas. Christianity preaches. The prosperity is the full joy of the Lord. Amen. It's knowing that we do suffer together with Him. It's knowing Him in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. It's knowing, hallelujah, Lord, this may look like a path to the natural man of something that no one wants, but I know I'm on the higher path to glory. I know it's a better path. I know, praise God, that you're always about the increase of my eternity with Proverbs 1:10 says, my son, if sinners entice thee, let me tell you something, sinners will entice you. Yes, they will. That's a good habit. But remember, it's not a false thing, it's just a spiritual wickedness. But if sinners entice you, don't consent to them. Exodus 23:2 says, thou shalt not follow a multitude and do evil. Because Matthew 7:13 says, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. God, I know the trials in your life. I know of these heartaches, absolutely. Thank you.